Nah, he got paid for the first time.
I don't believe that shit. Nah. Lies.
Nah, nah, nah. He got hit with the Amazon.
Nah. None of that shit, yo. Nah, none of that shit.
He got hit with the Amazon position.
Nah, fuck all that.
He ain't been right ever since.
Let me look it up.
You still look it up? My girl was listening to the episode last week when she heard us say that. She looked it up. And she was like, what the fuck? And then she called me up some bullshit like, yo, we gotta try that. I was like, hell no, we're not.
What the fuck?
Amazon.
What do I got?
The Amazon position. Just go to Pornhub, be easier that way. Amazon, go to Pornhub position? First, and that'll be an easy way to see it. Go to Pornhub and type in Amazon position. Yeah,
she said it hung up on.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Because it says there's two people in line. I didn't know she was there. Yeah. Ask her, oh, man, right. we need to ask her, what she thinks about Amazon position?
Hey, you said search Amazon position?
I'll tell you, it's missionary with the woman on top. It's some Drake shit.
Wow, it just pops up. Amazon position. Wait, shit, I hit Amazon.
That's some Drake shit.
Yeah, she said it hung up.
Best ever Marty Amazon style.
Yeah, he's going
in.
Wow.
That's the Drake. That's what you do when you listen to Drake albums.
Yo, I'm telling you, it's the wild shit. I don't even know, like, who invented this?
Like, this one.
Like, who said, yo, this is a good look? Like, we should do that. Like, that's what I was saying. I was like, yo, nah, so Prince did that, though.
No.
Nah, he did.
Hello?
Yeah. We thought you were still there in the cut.
Hello?
Yo, you guys both there? Yeah. We thought you was just in the background being quiet.
Oh nah. It just hung up on me.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even know.
You missed out on the wrestling.
Oh no, you ain't miss shit. They're talking about wrestling. You ain't miss shit.
Oh no. I checked, I was like, it was all good though. Either way, I would've
Oh no, we don't just hang up on people. It's gotta be it's not good. Well, like, all right, click.
Well, you see my crash record. I tend to just pull an Irish exit and keep it pushing.
No, see, we're getting to important shit now. We're talking about the Amazon position.
Yo.
We talk about Vine and the Amazon position.
Nah.
Yeah, the Amazon position.
Yeah.
What, sleeping with a 6-foot woman?
No. I mean, that's the Amazon. The Amazon position is missionary when the chick's on top.
Nah.
Wait, what?
Missionary with the chick on top.
That's riding.
No, not riding. Nah, the dude got his legs up.
Wait, I should have stayed off the phone. What?
The dude got his legs up like the chick, but the chick's on top.
I'm just scrolling. Yo, looking at clips, so this shit's position? Hilarious.
Prince?
No, hell no.
Yo. Go onto Pornhub and just like Akil just did. He saw it. Go onto Pornhub and type in Amazon position.
I'm still scrolling,
he's still looking at it right now.
So does that help the way
they're doing it, it looks like she's
it looks like she's fucking him. Yeah. Exactly. It looks like she's fucking him.
Does the elevation of the position help her feel it more?
You gotta ask Prince. Probably. He's the only one here that done it.
Nah.
Nobody else here has done it.
Hell no. Don't put me into that fuckery.
Prince is the only one here that's done
don't
it.
Don't put me into that fuckery.
King Prince, you. You've done it with your
that
legs in
wild.
The air?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
No.
Tell the truth, man.
No.
Come on, this is the same dude that got his ass eaten while he's tied to a tree.
Nah.
Don't forget that.
Yo.
Don't forget that.
Why y'all keep bringing this shit up?
Yo, when you bring up a story like that, I'm never letting you forget that one. You should have never told us.
It looks like she can break your shit doing that.
I think it
helps her feel it more.
Well, what's he feeling? Because he must feel like a bitch right there. I don't know if a guy's fucking... ankles behind his head, the chick's on top. That's wild.
He's still, He's still smashing, but he's getting smashed.
No, he's getting smashed, yeah. He ain't smashing nothing. He's getting smashed. He's
smashing the shit out of him.
Yo, that's what I'm saying, yo. I told you, that's that position's called the Drake.
The Drake, that sounds about right.
The OVO. It's called the OVO.
The OVO.
Yes.
The OVO right there. Don't know about the OVO. No,
it really looks like. No, you can probably get your dick broke.
So does so all right. So you seen it? Well, does,
oh my god!
Would you,
I had to put that away.
Yeah. Would you ever under that any circumstance let a chick do you like that?
Wow.
Exactly. Would you do that? There's no way in hell that I think any guy that's straight would allow that to happen. No, you gotta have gay tendencies.
You can't keep a straight face.
You gotta have gay tendencies if you with that.
Who brought this up?
This came up last week on the episode. Yeah, I brought it up last week. I forgot why, but it came up last week.
You brought this up,
yeah.
Wes.
Yeah.
Wes.
Okay.
I bring up 90% of fuckery. I bring up 90% of fuckery.
That looks wild.
That'll be an ill shirt.
I didn't put like, yo, how many of these got Amazon?
Yo, that's just crazy, yo. That's called the Amazon Prime right there.
Yo, how many of these got Amazon Prime? Amazon position. I'm gonna ask that tomorrow. That's gonna be my Facebook status.
For real. Watch, people gonna be inboxing you, confessing to you. Watch.
Probably.
Amazon Coalition.
This turned into the barbershop.
He's been in the Amazon position before.
Not for real.
Wait, hold on. Speaking of Wes, I did tell you, since you want to bring up the Halloween podcast.
Yeah.
Remember when everybody was talking smack and we was asking all those funny and personal questions?
Yeah.
And I said to you, your mans will never tell you the wild, nasty, freaky stuff they let their girl do to them. So I'm not surprised at whatever y'all looking at. I have not looked at it, but I'm going to just tell you.
Oh, you will look at it.
I just looked it up now.
You will look at it. You will. You will.
Akil, even if you don't post, even if you posted asking dudes how many, even if they have, they ain't telling you. But the girls are gonna tell them.
The girls are gonna tell them.
No, the girls ain't gonna embarrass their dude like that.
Girls gonna tell. They gonna tell. If you had a dude like that, you probably gonna go brag. Did you son them?
I know.
You know what I'm
saying? Okay, first of all, I
get told a lot of things, and I just keep it to myself.
I get told a lot of things.
Sometimes people just volunteer information. I'm just like, I didn't need to know that.
Because sometimes people look in the vent.
Folks get comfortable.
And they look into vent.
Me, and they'll tell me some shit, and I'm just like, all right, and I'll just keep that between me and.
So yeah, family. I'm gonna keep that until you piss me off, and then I'm gonna blackmail you.
Not even that. I can do a lot of shit
if
I want to.
See,
but I don't get down like that. That ain't my thing. Like, oh,
okay. People gotta know about the counterattack.
You
think you exposing somebody? You end up exposing yourself.
Yeah,
this nigga rocks a cow outfit with chaps.
I don't tell people certain things.
I don't tell people shit, but they tell me everything.
Sometimes I'll give somebody some bullshit just to see if it comes back to me.
I've done it before. I've done that one.
And that's why I'm like, well, I know not to tell you shit.
Yeah, I've definitely done that one before.
Because I know who I tell this stuff to.
Right. No, I've done it before. You got to test. Sometimes you got to test your circle.
Who said what?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't. I've just been like, nah. I'm like, whatever y'all tell me, that's between me and you.
I just don't understand when this motherfucker was fronting about not talking about he ain't watched no porn in 5 years or some shit. Like, this motherfucker be putting on the fucking righteous outfit.
Nah.
For real. What y'all talking about? Nah. Like, you know how much wild shit you said on this show?
Yeah,
you said some wild shit on this show.
Yeah, all right.
And then when you bring up that same shit, you be like, nah, what are you talking about?
leave that old shit alone.
What you said, that was in the past.
Why you focusing on old stuff?
Yeah, why you bringing up old shit? Yeah.
If it's old, is it old?
We're trying to move past that.
Is it old?
You said it was a year ago. What? Well,
no, when he first brought up that. I'm talking a year ago when you was on here and we talked about it.
Oh, when that happened?
Yeah. That wasn't even the first time you brought it up. That was the first time when she was here, though.
Yeah, so he said that's old stuff. That's older than old.
All right, like, so I'm going to ask you this. All right, so I'm going to ask you this. Did he ever tell you the rest of the story?
What rest of the story?
No, because remember when she was on here, she said, later on, you got to tell me the rest of that story.
That was it.
She said that.
That was it.
Right before she hung up, she said, "You gotta tell." She said, "I gotta go, but you gotta tell me the rest of that story later."
Nah,
she said that.
Nah,
I can pull it up. She did say that.
But there's no more to it.
Oh, so you just got left there in the tree? And it was over.
I heard the rest of the story.
What? All right, that's all I want to know. See, that's all I want to know. She heard the rest of the story.
Yeah, she knows.
I wonder who rescued you. You never told us the rest of the story. Huh? Who found you tied to the tree?
Nah.
Police? Was it police?
Like, nah, I wasn't no shit like that.
Fire department?
No. I was let go on my own regard.
Wait, oh, okay. She left you?
She tied him up to the tree, ate his ass, and left him there.
Nah.
Yo.
Left him there tied to a tree and shit.
I was doing bad, but I wasn't doing that bad.
This motherfucker was a male gigolo.
That man got turned out and left there.
He got turned out.
Hell no.
He was bare of his butt naked in the middle of the woods trying to a tree.
Nah.
He was trying to be exactly
as adamant. Yo, shut up. Yeah, I got me out here like I'm on some National Geographic. Like,
the fucking police found him and shit.
What you doing out here, boy?
Oh, man. Why are your pants around your legs?
For real.
Like I said,
oh my god,
oh man,
I was out here young and naive. Man,
that shit was a year ago.
Yeah. Nah, that wasn't no year ago. Ain't gonna be no grown ass man out there like that.
You,
if you can live by now, you can't tell about certain things, man.
That's what I'm about to say. Yeah. But he's
going
for
Westcraft
every time.
Yeah.
King Prince, you fall for
Weston
every time.
Look, this boy get comfortable and tell a story on his own. I just remember that shit.
Yeah.
I just remembered it. I never asked him about it. He volunteered it.
Yeah, this.
Wait. You volunteered?
Yeah, how would I know what this happened? How would I know?
Because I thought you might have asked him. Like,
I asked him, hey, by any chance, you ever get your ass eaten while you're tied to a tree?
Nah.
Wait.
Of course I don't know to ask him that. He told me.
Why did you say that he got his butt?
That's what he said happened. That's what you said happened. You said we was talking about an episode about dudes getting their ass eaten, and you said you like it.
No.
Yes, you did. You said you like it. Yo, we gonna pull up the footage. We got this footage. He said he liked it, and then he told us. Yeah, he's down with your daddy.
Yeah.
He's down with your daddy. And he said he liked it, and then he told a story about a chick doing it to him. I didn't ask him because how would I know to ask that question?
Yeah. This is wild.
It's just that once he said it, I never forgot it because I was like, yo, that's wild as hell.
Is that true?
You
didn't go down like that.
You going to get the old clip and put it on YouTube?
Nah, don't.
Is that true?
Nah.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth. You said the chick ain't your ass, you liked it.
I didn't say that.
Yes, sir, because I said, yo, because I was saying that I think it's suspect if a dude likes that. And you said, I ain't going to say all that because you like it.
So you think Trick Daddy is suspect?
No.
You think Trick Daddy is suspect?
I do.
You think so?
That's my man's, but still, I think it's weird if you like a chick licking ass. I'm still going to say
you think
it's weird.
Do you know that the erotic zone, erogenous zone for men
is in the ass?
You know, near the, yeah.
Prostate and all that
Just
shit, yeah.
Just letting you know.
Yeah, I know. Huh? I know.
So then why is it so weird that a man could actually feel pleasure in a place that...
And they say it's weird that it happens to be that way, but I'm just saying I'm not down with that. Like, I'm not throwing my legs behind my head. We ain't doing all that. We're not doing that shit. Yo, well, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. And even Trick Daddy said that he puts his legs up. You heard that, right?
Yeah, Trick Daddy.
Trick Daddy said he put his legs up.
A glass of wine. How long are y'all gonna be on here, yo? I need a glass of wine.
Right, I need my ass. I need to go to bed. It's what, 12:38?
It is late. Yeah, it's late. That's big.
You an old man to kill? Do you have to go to work?
No, he gets up early though.
I do.
Yeah, you gotta get early.
Yeah, get to work.
But do you have to leave your house to go to work or?
Yeah, I gotta leave my house.
She's like, do you sell drugs too? Like, she's being detective.
I'm a pusher, man.
Yeah.
What's ain't tell you that?
What's your
money too? I'll tell nobody's business. I only repeat. I only repeat what somebody else telling themselves. I tell the story about Von because he said it on his podcast. If he said it behind closed doors, I wouldn't share that. But he didn't say it on closed doors. He said it on a podcast.
Instigator.
Hold on. I'm going to instigate. Yeah, I'm going to instigate.
For sure.
Like my pops hit me up about this.
You said it.
Yeah.
They fall right into it, and I just let that shit just go.
Yeah, my grandma
asked
me. They
think I don't hear what they be saying, but I hear them. I just ain't answering it. Didn't
your grandma ask you about that shit about sucking dick?
Huh?
Didn't your grandma ask you about that? The sucking dick thing, remember?
What was it?
Remember the post? I did the post where I said how many movies did you watch?
Yeah.
Did I change it to dick?
Yeah.
How many dicks did you suck?
Yeah.
And you said your grandma called you.
She seen that. Yeah. She thought something else was going on.
She called you because she thought you was gay.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I ain't having that faggotry. Like,
well, his grandma thought he was gay off that post.
Yo.
Because I remember that post.
Yeah. A lot, no, mad people fell for it. I got mad people with it.
It's about time for a new one.
It's true, though. It is. It is.
He wouldn't edit it.
Yeah.
The thing. I'm like,
oh,
man.
I got mad people on that one. I was reading those answers. I was dying reading those answers.
What made you even think of that?
I saw somebody else do it. I got it from somebody else. I fell for it. I was a victim first. No, I saw somebody else. Oh, I got to get somebody else this shit. That's what happened. I fell for it first.
Was it the same thing, movies?
Nah, it was something else. It was something else. I don't remember what it was, but it wasn't movies. But it was the same type of thing, and I just switched to movies.
So how many was it? For you?
Shit, I don't remember. I just remember I was pissed because I was like, oh, this motherfucker got me. That's what I was like, nah, I gotta get somebody else with this bullshit. That's fucked up.
You don't know if it was like two or three?
I don't remember what the question was. I really don't remember it. But I just remember, like, there was some wild answers. When I did it, there was mad wild answers on there. You remember, yours was one of them. You had wild shit.
I said,
because you said like you wasn't sure.
Yeah.
You was like, I don't know, like 3 or 4.
Yeah.
He said some shit like that. You wasn't sure.
That made it worse.
Yeah, I was like, damn, you don't even know?
Three or four.
It is time to get a new group of motherfuckers with that shit.
Funny,
because when you go back and read it, that should be looking crazy.
Somebody said something. I gotta slow down.
Yeah, there was some wild comments. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this looks crazy. I remember somebody said, not enough. I remember that. Somebody said, not enough. I was like,
damn.
You on a mission.
Right into it.
We're gonna have to hit him with that again sometime. We got to. So you watched that one movie. I need to figure out what we got assigned to this week, because there's a lot of great joints that I know you didn't see.
Well, I'll probably watch Don't Breathe 2 tomorrow.
Did you see the first one, right?
I've never even seen
The first one.
The Best Man.
You never saw Best Man?
Nah.
What?
Yeah, I'm getting triple teamed today.
Yo, you never saw Pause. You never saw The Best Man?
I need a shot, yo.
It's okay, Vaughn. I haven't watched it either.
Wait, you didn't see it either? Stop playing.
I ain't got no interest in it.
Yo, come on, though. That's like one of those movies that you've seen, even if you didn't want to see it. Like, for real. Like, yo, like I saw a lot of Tyler Perry movies, but I didn't really want to. But for some reason, I've ended up watching it somehow through somebody or whatever. Like, you never saw Best Man? And Best Man is not even a bad movie.
At all. Rolls.
Yeah, no, that's not even a bad movie.
Tell them what else I didn't see.
Every black star you could think of in
a no, no, yeah, movie. Best Man is actually a good movie.
And like what?
You gotta watch Vacation Friends on Hulu.
Vacation Friends.
Yeah, Vacation Friends
on Hulu. John Cena. And
oh, I saw that. I didn't watch it, but I saw that. I saw it in the thing when I was in there. Is that
I turned it on just for? I turned it on for like background TV, and I ended up like getting immersed in it. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah, John. You know, the thing is, John Cena. Like, it's hard to take him seriously. He be on some. He's goofy as hell.
No, that's why.
John Cena's a dude. It's funny.
Oh, it's a comedy.
This is the perfect. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a comedy.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's
called Vacation Friends. I saw it when I was in there, but I didn't know what it was. I just kind of skipped past it.
You saw what?
No, I saw it when I was in there. I didn't know what it was. I skimmed past it, but I saw it.
Oh no, it's cool. It's all right.
Yeah, because John Cena as an actor is not is kind of a little fugazi as an actor.
Oh, the wrestlers though. That'd be acting.
Rock's the only one that made it. Yeah, like he made
Rock's
it.
The only one that's cool.
Yeah, like John he got out of there and made this shit.
But no.
Yeah, I didn't like even in Suicide Squad. I didn't like John Cena. I was like, nah.
I didn't even watch that.
Yet.
No, this is not action.
It's called The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, The Suicide Squad is different than Suicide Squad.
I gotta watch that one too.
Yeah, I was fucking with that. Suicide Squad, that second shit, that was fire.
So is that a sequel or they're starting the whole thing over?
Yeah, no, it's like they're redoing it, but they only kept Harley Quinn.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a whole new cast of motherfuckers, except Harley Quinn and Amanda Wallace. The chick that's like blackmailing them, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
She's still there doing the same thing.
Okay,
but it got Idris Elba in there and shit. Like it's way better than the other one.
Oh shit, he's in a DC flick.
Yeah, he's actually the highlight of this movie.
I guess he's done with Marvel because he died, didn't he?
Yeah, that's true. No, that's true. He did. Yeah, in the Thor shit.
Yes, I guess he can't go over into a DC flick.
Shit, Lawrence Fishburne was in both at the same time. He was on Marvel shit.
What Marvel movie was that?
He was in fucking Spider-Man.
Lawrence Fishburne?
Amazing Spider-Man. He was in
Larry.
Yeah, you cut Q on Larry. Remember, you know he don't like that shit.
Yeah.
That's funny they say he doesn't like that because I hear bad people say call him that.
Yo.
But obviously he hates that for some reason.
I'm about to post it.
What Marvel movie was he in?
I think he's in the first Ant-Man. It's the first Spider-Man. Ant-Man, that's what it is. My bad. No, Ant-Man. My bad. Yeah, he's in Ant-Man. And then he was in Man of Steel on DC.
Oh shit. Well, shit, I guess it don't matter. I guess
they
ain't got to sign no contracts,
man. Yeah, they getting, shit. Larry Fishburne getting checks. He's in all types of shit.
Yeah, you know.
You been getting checks since, like, what, 88?
Probably.
Deep Cover? What was that, 89, 90? What was Deep Cover? 91. Deep Cover. Oh, King of New York. He been getting checks, movie checks.
Matrix.
Yeah.
Yeah, Matrix blew up for him. Like that was the one for him.
Oh, Morpheus.
Shout out to Larry Fishburne and his daughter.
I watch that shit. Oh, it's a trash. Fucking was Brian Pumper.
Yep, Brian Pumper.
Cornball.
Let me try to reach out, yo. I'm trying to get Brian Pumper on the show, yo.
I've been trying to get in contact with B Pumper for the last 12 years.
Nah, bro. He's it's a must that we interview him.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
Nothing.
We don't know, but we want to interview him. That's a weird dude right there.
Wow. Oh man. We gotta get him on there. Respect.
Hey, we're gonna try to. I mean, obviously he be in the cut because nobody sees him that much no more. I think Vlad might be the last place I saw him at. Right? It was Vlad.
Vlad put him out of commission. Pause.
Yeah, he disappeared after that.
Yeah. Like, everybody's roasting Jenny Mai right now.
Huh?
Roasting who?
Jenny Mai. They roasting her right now.
Who's that?
I don't even know who that is.
Jeezy's wife.
Oh. What? But for what, though?
Is she pregnant?
Yeah, well, you know she left the white man, said she never wanted to, and the reason they got a divorce is because she said she never wanted kids, and so she, you know, they separated because, you know, she just felt she never wanted a family, and he did, and that was part of, that was the main reason why they divorced, and she's pregnant with Jeezy's baby now.
That baby gonna come out just like Gucci Mane.
When a woman says she don't want something, it's not that she don't want it. She just don't want it with you.
Watch. You're going to see that little Gucci man looking baby.
Yeah.
That baby's going to be so icy.
Yeah.
They're going to come out. They're going to come out.
Yeah. Half retarded.
Ain't I?
I wonder how he feels. He probably somewhere pissed. But we all knew that was going to happen. Jeezy wasn't hearing that shit.
I didn't even know. I ain't gonna lie. I didn't even know none of that shit was going on.
Huh?
I didn't know none of that was happening.
We took gifts.
I really didn't know that was even going on.
Yo, we took gifts here about this. You gotta have a field day with it.
It wasn't an accident because she said they tried IVF. She said she never been so in love that Jeezy made her see life differently. Mm. And she decided she wanted to build a family and be a mother. So that means the first man she married. The first man she was married to, she wasn't in love with like that. Mm. It be like that sometimes.
She could have been. I mean, but he was probably forcing her, and she's like, you know what, I'm out. Fuck it.
Possibly, yeah.
He probably didn't give her enough time. It was probably always brought up, and she's probably like, you know what, done.
Well, I mean, her and Jeezy were together way less time than she was with her first relationship, so.
And ain't it always like that, then?
Yeah.
He was the setup guy.
Damn. Yeah, it'd be like that.
I feel his pain.
You feel his pain? You've been here before, Kim?
Oh, you got shit.
Oh, he was a point guard, huh? Really? Kim's a point guard. He threw the assist.
Like I feel like good luck, Chuck sometimes.
He threw the assist. Aww. Somebody else got the points.
They all miserable.
Oh, there you go. So you dodged the bullet. You dodged the bullet.
Possibly, but I mean, things would have been different. That's all
I'm saying. Or are you going back now, trying to get second round?
I can't.
You going back, huh? He went back though. Said, now you see what it is. You going back, right?
I make fun of myself about the whole friend zone thing, but it's just jokes. I use it like, all right, it is what it is.
Huh?
But there's like four or five I keep around just in case.
You ain't telling me shit. Oh, but you already know. Like, we've been saying this for, you've been denying shit forever. We already been saying that. We've been saying for the longest time. Nah, kill, keep bitch.
Well, no, because
he just be frightened. We've been saying that shit.
I wouldn't in our friendship. That's why.
Yeah, we've been saying that.
The other ones, there was no type of friendship or anything. It was just like, all right, well, you say no, well, I'm gonna keep it moving. You might get a head nod from me.
This motherfucker keep been frightened for the longest. I told you. I told you, man. He's been fronting that all that friends on talk shit. I told you. This motherfucker been fronting.
So instead of a kill, we should be calling you a kill. Because you're looking for a kill.
That's he ain't looking. Kill. He got him. He got him already. He got him in the stash.
That's killer kill.
Yeah, he got him in the stash.
I got 4-5 like I got one on the hip.
He's like Larry Jones.
Well, no. I'm talking about if they be like, try something.
He's like, I got 5 on the bench, and I'm the coach.
If we want to take it further,
I'm Phil Jackson.
I'll tell you when it's your turn.
I feel like that's the WNBA.
So I got a starting five, and I got a couple on the bench.
But yeah, so. There was one. I was like, "Well, thank you." She was like, "For what?" I was like, "Cause I ain't gotta keep trying anymore." And she was like, I had one gift card somewhere." I'm like, "Bet I'm about to go there." She was like, "I want to go." I was like, "You better bring your purse."
Yo, you talking this pimp?
Like no more.
So I'm about to go ahead, bitch. You better bring some money.
You're going to be watching me. You're going to be watching me.
Already.
That's Zach. That's a kill. You know me in front of you.
Yeah.
Where your purse at?
Yeah, yo. How's your day going? I got this full plate in front of me. What about you?
I'm about to eat. I don't know about you.
Yeah. Shit, I'm about to get second soon. Watch me go up and get another plate. Watch me sit down again.
You at the buffet.
Yeah, yo. You over there at the Mexican spot. At the Mexican buffet in the plaza.
Which plaza?
The one Springfield Plaza.
Oh, okay. Yeah, at least one.
I'm winning.
For real, I was like, I already know this motherfucker full of shit.
Like, miserable. Like, you went to see one of them, and it's like, I thought you were my baby daddy. I was like, hell no, I don't know why you think that.
This motherfucker Kill got kids, too. Kill got kids. He don't even fall for that.
He thought I was. I was like, no. I was like, you won't let me put no kid in. I ain't got three extra ones.
Kill got at least two. At least two in the cut.
Toilet somewhere.
Damn. Huh? He said in the toilet somewhere.
Yo.
Damn, yo. Sheesh. Oh, yo.
Kill got a daycare and nobody know about it.
He's in the toilet. God damn.
I have no kids. None.
Yet.
Yeah, two nieces, two nephews. That's it.
I'm about to start putting some money down on y'all to race to which one of y'all is going to get a kid. Both of y'all are childless.
Yeah.
So it's good. One of y'all is going to happen for somebody.
I need to go find somebody. That's cool.
I'm going to put some money down. I ain't going to say on who, but I'm going to put some money down.
you ain't gonna put it out there.
Nah, we can't do all that. But I'm definitely got a bet.
A silent bet.
I already had a bet. I had a bet going for like a year almost now. About 8 months.
What you and your lady?
Nah, I can't say who because I can't incriminate nobody else. But I have made a wager. Man, I'm a small wager on this topic right here.
Wait, a wager on what?
No, nothing. She laid to the park. She said, wait.
That
light bulb said,
ding. She said,
wait a second. What?
My bad. I was scrolling through IG, and Nas posted that him and Malcolm X have the same enslaved great-grandfather. So I got sidetracked. But what now?
No. We were just saying that Nas' album's fire.
Nah, you made a bet that you could get a girl pregnant?
No, hell no. I don't want no kids. Hell the fuck no.
So yeah. What was the bet?
I'll pay to take one of these motherfuckers away.
Yo.
So was the bet?
These two, which one of these two is going to bring a kid into the world first? Between Kill and Von.
That was not what y'all was, that's not what you was betting
it is.
About.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, actually, it was.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Who's going to be first?
Oh.
Dude, quick to call somebody a liar. It's him.
I'm just making sure.
Wait, you want in on this bet?
No.
I didn't think so. I'm just saying.
But that is interesting that Malcolm X and Nas descended from the same enslaved great-grandfather. Have you guys ever did ancestry or, like, look at your genealogy and all that good stuff?
Nah.
Yeah, I'm related to Roger Troutman. That's all Roger
Troutman. I can look at my dad.
Yeah, no, dead ass.
My dad.
You relate to MC Search.
No, I'm dead ass related to Roger Troutman. No, dead ass.
I believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
He's about to get upset.
Yeah.
Roger and Larry?
Fuck that.
Yeah.
You gotta relate to both of them.
Huh? He's related to Africa Roger Bambaataa. And
Larry. Nah, fuck that. Nah. I don't think nobody want to say they related. That last name is wiped out, whatever.
Africa Bambaataa, man. Yeah, that motherfucker's fucking all types of kids. Yeah.
So.
It's over. It's over for him.
That's what Biggie was talking about.
Yo, everything that you go back, everything you go back and listen to about him,
throw him over the bridge.
Yo, think about it though. Think about it. They've been saying slick shit about him for years. Who? If you go back, there's been hints about Africa Bambaataa for a long time, but most of them was that he was gay, not that he was fucking kids though. It was mainly about him being gay. Now we find out that it's like underage motherfuckers and shit. But those rumors been out there.
Nah, that's a shame.
Yeah, he's called, you know what I mean? Zulu Nation and all that. Like,
damn it, man.
Under the name of Zulu Nation, yeah, you out here fucking little boys and shit?
That's like the foundation of hip hop.
Not for real. Score another point in the board for the white man.
For real.
Straight to him. For real. I couldn't even buy it. Dude's name is Africa. He's fucking little kids.
Whoa, my God. I'm about to get off this phone. Y'all talk about this.
You do know Africa Bambaataa's fucking little boys, right?
Yeah, you know that?
I heard that. I'm not trying to.
Because he lived right, but I think he lived probably not too far from you.
What, at Flatbush?
Where's he at? He's somewhere, he's close to her, right? Remember we saw him post up?
Yeah.
When he posted up, he was at some park somewhere?
Yeah.
He's dead. Put it this way, he's closer to you than everybody else in this room right now. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Why you gotta do it like that?
I'm just saying. He's a fellow New Yorker.
Nah, New York ain't claiming African Bambaataa no more. We not gonna
I'm gonna
do
need you to more. Relax.
Nah.
That's true, though. Yeah, we can't claim him. Nobody should be claiming him no more.
Nah.
That's dirty.
Speaking of the R. Kelly, is the R. Kelly trial almost over?
Yeah. It's still going, but it's almost wrapping up, yeah. We were talking about it earlier. I said, if he beats this case, I'm gonna buy buying Chocolate Factory on vinyl, and I'm gonna play that shit. I'm listening to his music.
Oh, he's not going to jail.
If he beats the case, I'm playing his music.
I don't think he's going to jail.
Exactly.
I think this was all done for embarrassment.
Because he's the GOAT. If he beats this, he's the GOAT. I'm sorry. He did it.
I don't think the plan was to ever send him to jail, though.
What?
In my conspiracy theory,
he's already been sitting in jail.
They want him. No, that's what I'm saying. He's been
there.
No.
Yeah, but what I'm talking about, I don't think the plan is to get him sentenced.
You think they want to let him back out?
I think they just want to humiliate him.
No,
so you think they
want to
let him free?
Yeah.
For what?
I think they. Okay, listen. When I found out that his charges were racketeering. And then I saw the conversations that was going on in the trial. I was confused on how racketeering went with what they were talking about. So, and then apparently somebody came out and was like, yo, nah, he didn't know about none of this. Like, so people were on trial for the actual charge saying that he wasn't a part of it. And the stuff that people were saying he was doing was the stuff he's not technically charged with. So I was confused. So it sounds like to me they were just trying to do something that would embarrass him and strip him of everything.
But what did they really gain by wasting all this time and money just to embarrass him? What did they gain?
Because he done pissed off the wrong people, Illuminati.
But they're wasting time and money by doing this trial.
Like they ain't spend tax money for less.
When they do, yeah, but usually because they want to make an example of you and put you in jail.
Well, they want to make an example out of him and strip him of all of his titles and then feed him back to the wolves of society.
Nah, he's going to jail.
He doesn't even own his master's.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to jail. That's why he couldn't get out on bail. That's why he couldn't afford the bail. He's going to jail.
Okay, we'll see if he goes to prison or not.
If he gets out, like I say, he's the GOAT.
If he doesn't go to jail, I'm about to have the most fire R. Kelly playlist ever.
I told you, I'm about to have a party. I'm gonna party like did in the Boondocks. I'm gonna stay on top of a table and play his shit.
You know,
yo.
When he got off the first time.
Yeah, I'm like, how many times is he on this side? He's going to jail.
Yo, it's like he dropped Ignition right when he was going to court.
That shit was all over the place. Rihanna went back to him.
He got the motherfucking testified about
it's fair game.
Yo, come on, the dude. Don't forget the dude that just testified about him sucking his dick and shit when he was like 16. Let's not forget about all that shit.
That's not what they're. But that my thing is, that's not what they're charging him about. That's why I'm confused.
They're bringing up everything.
If the charges are based on sexual situations, I get it. But this is gonna
they're gonna use that against him, even though they're not supposed to. That's why they're letting these people testify. That's the reason they're letting them take a stand, though.
They said one of the key.
What's the actual charges?
I don't even know. I ain't gonna front. I don't even know the actual charges. I don't.
Sex trafficking.
But it definitely has something to do with sex something, because that's why they're letting these people testify. Because all these people testifying are saying that they had sexual relations with him when they were minors.
If this has nothing to do with what he's being charged with, they don't need to be up there.
That's what I'm saying. They brought dude up there. He talked about getting his dick sucked and all that when he was a teenager, and how he told him to bring all his friends over. All that, he testified.
Okay, so it's alleging sex crimes, human trafficking, child pornography, racketeering,
he's going to jail,
and obstruction of justice. Total of 22 federal counts,
exactly,
including child pornography, kidnapping, and forced labor.
Right, so 22 federal counts. You think he's coming home?
I didn't know you were doing like that. I thought it was just federal racketeering.
So do you think he's coming home?
No.
Uh-oh. He's going to jail. Shit. He's going to jail. It's a wrap.
He's going to jail for that stuff.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
Go to jail for racketeering.
He's going to jail for fucking little kids. It's a wrap. Sex trafficking alone got him. He's gone.
Oh my god! Yeah. So see, that's the okie doke. Because when
he's been telling us through his music.
Yeah, that's why I stopped playing it, because it's in there. It's in the music.
He was overseas saying, "Do you have your passport?"
We just played that before you got on the phone. Prince was just playing that. We just played that clip. When he was talking about, you want to come to America?
Yeah.
Do you got your shots? That shit was crazy. He was over there recruiting. Wow. He was recruiting motherfuckers, yo. Nah, that's a wrap.
That's
a wrap. He's out of here.
All types of shit.
It's a wrap. He's out of here.
This I'm in. I didn't even know what he was being charged for.
Yeah, he's gone. He's gone.
He sung about his passport.
Yeah, he said, "Yo, do you want to come to America with Rob? Do you got your shots?" It's a rap.
You have your shots.
Yeah, yo.
You have your passport.
That's wild. He was recruiting motherfuckers, yo.
But like I said, if he doesn't go to jail,
yeah, it's over. If he gets off, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
R. Kelly is definitely going back in rotation.
Well, T.I. and Tiny got off.
Yeah, because there wasn't enough on
that. That was statute of limitations, sir. So.
Yeah, and there wasn't enough on it. Like, we have too many. Well, how many witnesses do we have against R. Kelly?
One thing with that is, like some of the girls probably volunteered for that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was a shaky situation. And, like, and he was never accused of no underage shit.
And Tiny he's a grown woman. Tiny
A lot of this shit with R. Kelly are people who are under 18 in high school and shit. Like, a lot of this shit is minors.
I just feel bad for Aaliyah's family having to hear all this shit.
All this shit getting brought back up. But it's like you're rehashing all this stuff.
They threw it to the wolves.
You
gonna tell me
pretty
that they didn't give her permission? You gotta be.
Yo, they said the dude that married them, they already confirmed that the parents didn't co-sign that it was a fake. They forged the license shit. They forged it. The parents didn't give permission.
Yeah, well, I don't.
They already proved that.
I know, but
it's not really nothing to buy though, because it was already proven in court that it was forged. That their paperwork was forged.
You know, certain states.
How did they prove it? Did they do a handwriting?
I don't know how they proved it, but it's already been brought up in court. That they're saying that it wasn't legit.
But there's actually some states where he probably could have took her.
That too, because you can get married at 16 in certain places.
He didn't have to get anything for it. He could have just moved somewhere.
Yeah, because a lot of people assume, like, your parents threw him to R. Kelly, gave you away or some type shit.
But then they were saying he was smashing her mom too and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
There was all types of wild shit going on. The rumors start getting crazy, but we know one thing: he definitely was married to her. It just wasn't, well, it wasn't legit, but he was married to her, and he definitely has a thing for underage people, obviously. Underage is his thing.
And he was molested, too.
Yeah, and using that as a defense, though. That's the thing. Uh-oh. Using that shit as a defense. Fuck out of here.
But yeah, it's a wrap. It's over. It's just one of those things, like, dog, you got off the first time.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. You got greedy. You went. You just continued.
Or get help. Or get help with your situation.
It's a wrap. Just call it what it is. And
then they talk about this man had herpes since, what, 2007?
Yeah, that too. That too. That motherfucker's saying they caught. Yo, he was just over. He didn't give a fuck. So it's a wrap. We call it what it is. It's over. Fucking go blow the dust off your motherfucking Aaron Hall albums.
It's not the same.
Bring Aaron Hall back.
It's not the same, yo.
Sorry, but
I knew it was a wrap when I was watching the IG live. And Ja Rule was like, word, I ain't play that R. Kelly, though.
No, we talked about that. We was like, I wonder if they was going to play, because they both got R. Kelly records.
No lie. At first, that Nelly joint, I thought that was the R. Kelly one.
Oh, we thug in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, no, I knew it. I said, Rule was not playing R. Kelly, but I thought Joe was going to play his. I did.
Nah, in fact, Joe said, hell no, co-signed it.
I thought, though. At the time, I thought it was going to happen, though. I was like, he's going to play We Thug In.
But now the industry is letting you know that they already said we ain't gonna rock with them
no matter what.
Somebody play
R. Kelly in their verses?
Who?
No, I said, did they?
No, I'm saying, I don't think nobody did.
Mm-mm.
I think everybody know better.
That was Bow Wow that played it.
He played R. Kelly?
What?
I think he played I'm a Flirt.
Yeah.
In his...
Did he? Oh, I didn't see that battle. That's the one I skipped completely, so.
What, I love that battery. I hate it.
Nah, that wasn't for my generation. Like Bow Wow and them, that's not.
I tried to watch the replay and I fell asleep.
Wait, it was for my generation, but not your generation, Wes?
I'm not. No, definitely not my generation. Bow Wow and Soulja Boy? That's definitely not my generation.
But Bow Wow was definitely my generation.
How the hell is Bow Wow your generation?
Because he died retired on 102 Fifth Park while I was still in junior, while I was in high school.
Oh, wow. How old are you?
That's what I'm saying. Wait, what the fuck?
I'm 39.
Wait, now, how the fuck is Bow Wow your generation?
Yeah.
Wait.
Bow Wow should be Prince's generation.
No.
Wait, what year did he get retired at 106 Fifth Park?
2001, 2000,
no idea.
Somewhere in that ball, I don't know the exact year, but
2001.
I was working at Walmart when Soulja Boy came out, so that was like 2006, 2007.
Yeah, that's about right.
Oh, in 2012. Oh, damn, I'm bugging.
No, you was in high school in 2006.
No, but didn't I tell you I'm really like, bad with years? I told you I'm bad with years, so...
Yeah, I was like 23, 24.
No, God, about to say, what's happening here? You said that's your generation.
Well, I was still enjoying, like, Shorty Like Mine with him and Omarion. I enjoyed him, the song he had with Ciara.
No, it's not, wrong if you like the records, but I'm just saying, I know that they're not your generation, though.
Sorry, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I'm really bad with years. Like, I really.
Yeah, I was like, hey, wow.
I was gonna say, you young as mine. What's going on here?
Damn, 2012. I was all the way off. I said I was in high school.
Yeah, I was about to say. Wait a second. Hold on.
Yeah, because like you said, when that Nelly song with Fat Joe, I thought that was the R. Kelly one.
I don't even know that record, y'all. I've never even heard that before.
What'd you want?
What we talked about earlier, place. the Nelly and Fat Joe.
Yeah.
I never even heard that before.
Get It Poppin' was definitely when I was in
college. I didn't even know that record. I really didn't know it.
I remember Get It Poppin', but it had similar beats to We Thuggin' a little bit.
I didn't know they had a song together. Started, I was like, what the fuck? Shit.
Wait, you know why? Yeah. You didn't go to the club like that, did you?
Around that
that's
time,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true, because those records were hit in certain places.
Yeah, because I was in a club. That's how I heard it.
Strip club. That's strip club music.
Shut up. No, it
wasn't. Just strip club. I'm telling you. See, yo, son, I have a feeling that the only person in this room that's been in strip club the most besides me is you. It is. Trust me. Women love the strip club. Even the straightest of straight women love the strip club. They love strip club. They go.
Oh, wait,
there.
You talking to me?
Yeah. Okay. You've definitely been in a strip club more than Akil. Prince is out of discussion because his is zero. Okay, and Akil said he's been like three times.
The only reason I've been to the strip club as much as I have
but
been
a yes.
is because
but it's a yes.
See? Is because my friend. Because
I like bitches.
I wanted
Say
to go. My friends wanted to go.
See, bitches.
And it was just like, all right, I guess all this right. is what we doing.
Put it this way. All right, I'm going to prove a point right here right now. All right. Do you consider yourself, are you into women?
No.
Okay.
I had to, the last time I went to a strip club, I'm going to tell you exactly what happened the last time I went to a strip club. I went to the strip club. The girl tried to dance on me. I was like, nah, I'm good. Go to her. I ain't even spending no dollars. And then she stood beside me. I must have a face. I think I got a bitch face, but apparently I don't because people want to tell me everything about themselves. So she proceeds to stand next to me and starts telling me how she has to drink and get ready, you know, to come out here. And that shit fucked my head up because I already told y'all, like, early in the conversation, like, I mentor a young girl, so certain things that we look at and be like, that's just right, what it is.
What's that girl's name?
A little different. I don't know.
No, I thought you knew her name. I was about to say.
I met her. She was in a strip club.
But what I'm saying is I was right, though. You've been more than everybody else in this room except me. Maybe even me. I don't know. But I know you've definitely been more in the queue.
Like I said, I've been to three.
And you said that you're not into chicks. But you've still been.
No.
Mad time.
No, it's because the people around me want to go. And it's like the girls know. I went to KODs for my 30th in Miami. Went to KODs. Shorty, this dude, he was like, oh, Shotty, you from New York? I'm going to show you a good time. So you give me some ones or whatnot. And I'm like, Bonnie was in too. And I'm like, nah, I don't like this shit. Like, let me just be in the cut. So they get, like, the chick that do all the tricks and shit. She come. Now, I'm forever scorned with the song Tupac's Back by Rick Ross because she chose to try to give me a lap dance. And in Miami, they don't be wearing no drawers. And I was like, yo, if you don't get your ass off of me, like, that shit is not, that's not for me. That's not for me. I only went
because. But see, I'll never understand chicks. Like, I'll never understand chicks when it comes to that. Like, why even go there? Like, even if your friend wants to go, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, as dudes, we're not going to see no male strippers just because our friend says let's go. And we're like, hell no. I'm not into that. But chicks will go and sit there with pussy on their face and they'd be like, nah, I ain't into chicks.
Well, see, for me, the strip clubs, especially in Brooklyn, the strip clubs, it's like a party, like, to be honest. Like,
yeah, a party with pussy all in your face.
No, it's not going to be all in your face if you don't choose to. There's sections where you don't got to be. It's dudes there with bottles. Like, when I was in my 20s, that was my scene. Like, bottles, hang out with the, you know what I mean?
Hang out with the strippers?
Because my homegirls, like, they hung out with the ball players.
Yeah, but
stuff,
there's regular clubs for that. If you don't want to see pussy, there's regular clubs.
But there's a different
if you go to the strip clubs because you want to see pussy, that's like the only thing. Because you can go to a regular club and do the same thing with the same music. But you're going to a strip club because I want to see pussy.
This is true.
That's why you're
also,
there.
So if you go to the strip club and it's a strip club where you know ball is going to be, then sometimes girls want to go there because they know dudes are spending money.
Oh, so you're talking about gold diggers. Like,
I'm not saying.
You said because ballers ain't never going to spend money.
I ain't saying
is that not
a gold
digger?
Exactly.
She
just
ain't
dealing with a bro.
Yeah, all right. Exactly.
I'm just saying
that you went to a strip club a lot of times, but you claim you don't like no chicks, but you let people talk you into going more than once.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker over here been one time.
Yeah, hey, my people's always trying to get me.
He's a straight
go,
male.
I was like, nah, I'm not into that shit, man. You gonna spend money on
hoes, I ain't to no pussy, man. I'll bring it to
him. Yeah, because it's like it's stupid to be. Why pay for something that God put on earth?
Why pay for something that God put on earth?
I was good with the music and the drinks. and I just chilled with my people who was there and called it a day. Whatever else they did on the other side of the room, that was their business.
So you never got a lap dance in your life?
I told you when I was at KOD.
No, like a real, no, I mean like a real, like they was grinding on you.
Oh,
type.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
Because there's lap dances, then there's the real lap dance.
Mm-mm. No, I don't want that shit. Like,
I don't know. Chicks be in there getting lap dances, yo. The straightest chicks be in there getting busy.
I know that. I don't want anybody secretions on me.
Because I feel like
I don't want your bodily fluids on.
Yeah, that was. Man, put a fucking bib on or some shit. A fucking apron.
Yeah.
I never forget. My homegirl wanted us to go to Starlet's, and fucking Joe Buttons was there. I was like, yeah, this is way back Joe Buttons, like before, like. When Joe Buttons was like before even Love and Hip Hop back on that shit, and it was like anywhere Joe Buttons is at, I know I shouldn't be.
Yo, come on, Kill, you Jersey, you need to correct it. Y'all stop putting S on Joe Buttons. It's not Joe Buttons.
Joe Buttons.
Just not with the buttons.
You only put an S on the end when he's taking the L, like Meek Mills. When he's going through that still of getting beat up.
If he's taking the L,
Meek Mills. Meek Mill's out here losing the drink.
Mm-hmm.
When you get himself together, it's Meek Mill again. But Joe Budden ain't never fall off.
So yeah, motherfuckers been putting S on his name forever. And I'm like, yo, I ain't never seen that written like that. But I figure you're a Jersey representative, so you can, you know, correct it.
He is. Okay.
Nah, he's a Jersey representative.
Joe Budden is mad ratchet. So it was like, yo, wherever Joe Budden at, I'm going home.
He's good now. He ain't on pills and things anymore.
No, I said this is way before Love and Hip Hop. So this was, what, like 10 years ago?
Yeah, she's talking about like Mood Music 4.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when he was still popping that shit.
He's talking about, he's wild.
Still having suicidal thoughts.
He was unstable.
Somebody hit him on Instagram when he was posting all those pictures. It was like, yeah, all right. You good?
I fuck with Joe Buddy, yo.
Yeah, he filled that void when Jay first retired, and somebody was like, man, this Joe Buddy now, he from Jersey just like you. I was like, you know what? All right, let me check it out. I was like, damn.
So, you from Jersey and live in Massachusetts?
No, he's from Jersey. He lives in Georgia.
Oh, he lives in Georgia.
Yes. Okay. I'm a down south Georgia boy now, I guess you can say.
Yeah, he's
I've been down here.
He's country folk now.
Yeah, so I've been spent more than 16 years here, so I might as well say I'm from Georgia.
Do you drink out of mason jars? Now. Do you drink your Kool-Aid out of a mason jar?
It's funny, I used to drink out of jars in New Jersey.
Oh shit! Yeah, he's ahead of the game.
He used to rip the label off.
He's ahead of the game.
My family is from South Carolina. Okay. Way, so.
Yeah, motherfuckers be drinking Kool-Aid out of ragu jars and shit.
That's rude.
Motherfuckers got it.
See, this is how West is getting all the info
from South Carolina.
Yeah.
North. Yeah, man.
West be out here having like conversations. Where Prince at?
You see him right here.
But you only answer what you want to answer, though.
I can see how he could get you when totally forget that you on the podcast. It just felt like a phone call.
No, that's the point of our podcast.
That's the point of this whole podcast.
Yeah, it's not like. We like
if
everybody chilling.
You don't pay attention to what Wes is saying. How you telling all types of shit about yourself?
Mm-hmm.
And you just be like,
you gotta be quicker than that.
And, like I will be listening back to it. I was like, damn, you want right into that shit? Like, did they not see that coming?
Pause.
Like they get, like they'll say something, and I'll just be silent.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
true.
I heard
that'd
what
happen.
They said, but I. Ain't, I'm not entertaining that. Like, no, I'm not falling for that. You know, no, it ain't gonna happen.
Like when we used to call you and say, "Yeah, whose dick you sucking?"
Whoa.
He used to get mad. He was like, yo, the fuck you ask me out for? Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're sitting there
but we got mad people with that shit. We got mad people with that.
I'm like, why?
Not cool with the money.
Some of
that
them don't be paying
oh, that's
attention.
Hilarious.
And they just be talking.
The fuck you be, yo. Like, you fucking... Yeah, we got a bunch of people with that shit, though. We did.
I was like, wow. Like, off rip. Answer the phone. That's the first question. And I'm thinking, when he says that, I'm thinking the DMX song.
That's exactly where it came from.
And I'm like, what? And I'm like, why is he asking you this? Like, what the fuck, man? So, yeah, you gotta learn how to flip it back on him. Because he'll do that shit like that dude did in White Chicks. He'll ask you a question, you answer it, and then you're like, all right, Wes, what would you do? And he on to the next topic. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I ain't about to. I don't like, I don't know how to answer that shit.
No, I know. That's why I be trying to call him out. That's why I was like, wait, you took what that? Because he stayed airing everybody else's laundry out.
You can't just say anything. You gotta listen and then respond. Some people just let them finish talking and then respond, like boom, because they just ready to respond. It's like no, digest what the fuck you just asked.
You said digest. Yeah. You gotta digest the question.
Yeah, because they'll just throw it out there real fast, and you're like, wait, did he just say that? I ain't say that. Yeah, he did. Then it's up to you. You can fall right into it, or you don't. I don't fall into it. They be trying. And I'm like, I heard what you said, and I just keep on going.
Right.
And then hit me with the pause several times, and guess what? I just keep on going.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You gotta have me caught up in it.
Dang, how deep are we going?
It's not that. See, I had to catch myself. Like, you can't set me up. But it's what it is. Like it can happen.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Nah, trust me. If you had enough conversations with us, it become natural to you.
You know what I mean? Find out and say some shit.
I'm fully aware of the antics. That's why I'm just like. I'm chilling because I know how you could get. That's why I'm like, I ain't messing with y'all.
Yeah, that's why I just let them think what they think. It is what it is. I can say no to a thousand things. They're like, well, you lie. You know you done did that. And I'm like, all right, if that's what you want to think, then so be it.
It's true.
I just let you keep thinking it. I mean, they ain't the only two that think that stuff. That's the funny part.
This is y'all.
Yeah, it's special. It's like, they're like, what are you doing? I'm just been chilling. I was like, I don't know why my life is so entertaining to people. I'm just chilling.
All right, fellas, I'm about to exit.
Yeah, no, I was about to say, everybody got any last shit they want to say before we kill this?
Oh, this.
Anything you want to just leave the people with? Leave the people with something.
Oh, all right. You know, September 30th. Wait, how you like? My outro. All right,
ladies first.
Thank you. Speaking of ladies first, September 30th, Spirit of a Woman come out. Check for that on Amazon. You can follow me on my IG at The Multi Potentialist. I know that's a lot. Or you can look up Miss BK Phenom. And yeah, got a couple things coming out. Appreciate the Barbershop Talk as per usual. Always doing their thing. Good time chopping it up with a kill. Looking forward to you doing your sample Sundays or whatever you doing next time. I really enjoyed those. And yeah, just hope I keep giving the people something that they can be inspired by and enjoy.
Well, you just remind me when you said about the book, right. Akil, let people know about your mom's book too.
Yes. That came out.
Yeah.
Where's it at? Really? Well, how they tell them how to get that too? I forgot about that book.
It is called.
You don't know.
Fairy Tale Black.
Okay.
And you can get it on Amazon.
Right.
Or get it for your Kindle. It's about 100 pages long, the physical copy. 54 pages long, digital, and you can look it up under my mom's name, April D. Coleman.
All right. So make sure y'all, you know what I'm saying? I think my girl already read, I think she already finished it. I think she already, I know she copped it, but I think she finished it already.
Yeah, it's only 10 chapters. It's a short story. I'm gonna go try and find a female to do this Amazon position with.
No shit. No shit. He's on the hunt now, see?
I'm lying.
He was serious.
He ain't lying.
He's dead ass serious.
I would laugh in the middle of that because that is too funny.
He's only gonna be laughing while he's getting pounded out by a chick.
He's gonna be like, he's gonna have his legs up in the air yelling, way away, away, away.
He's gonna be laughing while he's getting pounded.
Oh my gosh, I just Googled it.
Oh, you saw it? At least you're gonna look. I told you, eventually, you're gonna look. You can't help. You're gonna look it up.
Ain't it so funny looking? It looked like she's like drilling him.
Oh, see, she's quiet. I mean, she's thinking, it's like, I'm going to try this shit.
It's not going down.
But have you seen that Star Trek theme song, man?
Hell no. You're not going to catch me.
You said a Star Trek theme song.
Nah. You're not going to catch me doing no shit like that.
You're hitting that Amazon Prime.
Doesn't it look funny? That looks hilarious.
Ain't that
It's hilarious.
That's wild. Amazon Prime.
On Facebook.
That's crazy. But
Amazon Flex.
Nah, that's you call it Amazon Prime when she's bigger than you and taller than you.
Damn, that's crazy.
That actually, I don't know. It looks like it's very pleasing to the woman. It looks like it's very pleasing to the woman.
Oh man.
All above the ankles, right?
It's a wrap for Prince. It's over.
Nah,
It's over. Yo.
Oh man.
Watch your mouth.
Oh man!
I'm glad you're not doing it. That's why I said that because I wanted you to go see what it was.
I accomplished my job. Yeah,
I did. That served my purpose.
It's over.
You didn't look it up earlier, so I was like, I gotta see something to make her look at this shit.
I knew she's gonna eventually. I knew she's gonna look. She couldn't help it. Once you talking about it, she's gonna look.
Well, she didn't look the first time. We knew she was gonna, though.
She couldn't help it.
But it looks a little uncomfortable, though. It looks uncomfortable.
You are backtracking like a motherfucker now. His head looks real pleasing for the woman.
No, because they showed me multiple angles of the same thing, like with her bending forward and bending back and the side, and it's starting to look uncomfortable with the different angles they're showing.
See all that.
Yeah. Did you go to Google? Nah,
you
said just go to Pornhub and look it up.
That shit make me throw up.
Oh my gosh, no, I didn't go to Pornhub.
Just go to Pornhub, just let them show you. That's what I'm saying. Just go to Pornhub and watch a video of it.
Oh, that's why you guys did it. No, I did not.
Hell no.
Just go see it in action. Fuck that.
Damn. Maybe I didn't do my job right. I thought she watched a little.
I don't watch porn though. I don't watch porn.
You don't have to just glance at it to see what that is. That's all.
We're not opening it up.
You don't gotta sit there and open an account. Just saying. Just watch a video to see it.
No, I said that's a good thing.
Oh, I thought you said, "Oh, that's sad."
That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
This motherfucker got the premium Pornhub account. Talking about that's a good thing. You got the premium.
Nah, man, all that stuff's free, man. You gotta pay for all that.
He said, I got the hookup.
I'm your push-up man.
That's it. Nah, there was one. I forgot DJ Premier was talking about, but they took the site down, I think. DJ Premier be watching that shit.
Yeah, he already admitted that. He said he has a super collection. Like, He still collects physicals.
He said he went on this spot called White Tube. I was like, what's this shit about? I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm telling you, one time, it was a long time ago. I wish I could remember who the chick was. When we talked about this, but a long time ago, I was watching some porn shit, right? And DJ Premier was in there. He just showed up out of nowhere. He was there.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck? And Preem was there.
Yeah.
No bullshit. I was like, yo, what the fuck is he doing here?
Was Paul Pierce there too?
No, I didn't see Paul Pierce, but Preem was definitely there. That threw me off because, yo, Preem is here. Yo, he's chilling. He's really with this shit. He's serious.
Yeah, I'm out here. I'm out here, you know. I'm out here at the AVN Awards.
You know, set our plugs and now we back to this bullshit.
Yeah, right. We're supposed to be signing off. Y'all got, yeah. Yo, this motherfucker got, and Von, you got some stretching to do. So I got to say.
Yeah, nah.
You got some stretching to do.
Physical.
I'm on eBay. I'm not with Amazon.
In the word of Queen's finest, peace came.
Yeah. Shut up, yo.
Yeah.
All right, y'all be good.
All right, y'all. I'm having a good time. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
You too.
All right.
Peace.